another episode of Heart and Marvel podcast. I am your host, as always, Justin. I got Devontae with me. Say what's up, man.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I hope you're all having a wonderful Wednesday.
Wonderful Wednesday indeed. With that, I'm going to jump right into it, guys. If you're a Marvel fan like us, just please consider subscribing. So hot off the press, guys, I literally just told Devontae before we recorded this, Jonathan Hickman, the man that put a lot of Marvel content out. I want to say some of the best, but he's up there, but I would say that. Some of my top five writers is coming back and doing two X-Men books, okay, comic books. Not those little 4, 5, 8, 12 pages, but no, he is literally coming out with two books, if you want to say graphic novels, whatever you want to kind of say. But this is the big thing. This is literally fresh off that Jonathan Hickman convinced Marvel to literally stop all of the X-Men lines. I think the only two that are out is, I think it's, oh man, I don't know why I'm brain farting right now, but I think it's X, the two X lines that are out right now, I think it's like X, it's not X-Factor, but it's like more of like X-World or X-something. But yeah, so Hickman literally pausing everything. And what does this say? What does this say to us? Which, honestly, shout out to Den of Nerds, because that's one of the things that I've things I've heard it from, is that this is could be really related to Marvel Studios bringing in the mutants. Which I think, this is just me, and we'll talk about it. I think that Jonathan Hickman's doing this amazing move. Of course, I mean, we're going to get it. Like, him coming back to X-Men, I can't wait. But I think this is because he's going to rewrite what we know and how the X-Men has been introduced to us over the years, over the past 3, 4, or 5 decades. So that's what I think. And with that, it's going to mirror into the Marvel Studios.
Okay. Well, my theory, when you told me about it, when you just recently told me about it, my whole idea was like, I think what they're doing is, I think they're having another, because you know, every now and then, with DC and Marvel, they have their big event.
Like DC's a recent rebirth, what, a couple years ago?
And then right before, and Marvel had Civil War 2, or was it, no, what was the other one they had just recently?
I thought it was, I know Hickman did all new,
Was it
War? Oh, yeah, Infinity War, yeah.
Infinity War?
Okay.
So I think, you know, periodically, and then you said, and then once you told me that they weren't doing any other X-Men besides Hickman, that was a strong indication that major things are going to change within the actual comic books and storyline. And who's the X-Men lineup going around this time?
There's two. Man, I have no idea what. I'm so sorry, guys. There's two lines that are there. And if this goes on YouTube, I'll put it in the comments below. There's two X series that is out right now that is not being touched, but it has to do with something with like X World or something like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I see the cover, but that doesn't really help us. But that's what I really think. I'm totally agree on you. I think there's a huge things that are changing.
Huge implications could change the whole landscape of X-Men.
That's literally going to have a ripple all the way through comics into the MCU, because how the mutants are going to be introduced, which again, we're going to be doing another episode. We're going to be emphasizing this, but again, this goes into all the way back into Endgame. Everybody talks about how Endgame was the finished chapter. It was. It was the finish of this whole culmination of 11 years of MCU movies, but also everybody's talking about, you know, everybody's overlooking Hulk Snap as well as Tony Snap. That's a lot going on. That's a lot. Think about in the first scene of Avengers Endgame, guys, where Rocket is talking about the cosmic event that happened, of cosmic energy that went out from Earth, Thanos snap, and then he went on Titan 2 and did the snap again.
And that was in 2 weeks, compared to an Endgame, which was probably around 30, maybe an hour in between in real time.
Yeah, and so you got to think about all these things, all these snaps happening in a very short amount of time, not decades, but within less than a decade, guys. Think about that and what that actually causes. I think that's going to cause a ripple effect where we're going to be, and we just talked about it last episode about the multiverse, but that's also going to be introduced to mutants, and man, I can't wait to see what Hickman does.
I think it's kind of interesting how everyone says like Endgame is the end chapter, but it's also the beginning of like so many doors opening through so many avenues.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen like if you're saying with Hickman's X-Men, what's going to happen, them connecting to the MCU, I don't think we've ever seen that before.
And
we've had tie-ins, but we never had like actual threads coming through in going into the movies, which I think is really interesting.
And we see somewhat like one influencing another, but nothing like where it's like literally intertwined. Now, if we want to come very, very close, we would talk about the Avenger Prelude comics that have been coming out for the past, I would say, 5, 8, 6 years now. But we haven't seen something like this, if it is going to be that. And one of the things that Endgame set up is just like what Stan Lee has done for decades, is that he would create a character, he would create a situation, and just leave it there to see another writer, another director pick it up. And I think that's what we saw at the Endgame. So, yeah, guys. So, if this is fresh for your ears, guys, and if maybe you're not a comic book reader, this is still, but let's say you're not a comic book reader, but you are an MCU fan, this is going to affect it incredibly. Jonathan Hickman, if you don't know Hickman, we got, man, all new Marvel, all new Avengers. We got Infinity. There's so much things that Hickman has put his hands in that have Marvel all over it. And he's coming back doing 2 X-Men books, which literally he stopped every single... He convinced Marvel. What kind of power is that? He convinced the Strong Head here to stop all of their X-Men lines so he can finish this out. And this is gonna be huge, guys. This is gonna be really huge. So that's pretty much it, guys. We really wanted to just drop that out. I don't know why I'm all over the place, but we really wanted to drop that for you guys. So guys, that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening to Heart of Marvel, guys. As always, taking time out of your busy day to hear us rant and hear me not even complete a sentence because I have peanut butter in the top of my mouth. Something like that. But thank you, guys, for all this kind of stuff. We're going to be pushing out more episodes, guys. And be sure to, this weekend, I'm going to be launching that in-game arc series, which first episode is Iron Man. So pretty excited about that. And all that good stuff. So thank you guys for so much. Guys, if you want to win the Captain Marvel Blu-ray, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Heart of Marvel Podcast. Guys, so if you're a Marvel fan, please hit us up, like, share, all that good stuff. I don't know what else to say. I say all this stuff. Anyway, guys, stay blessed, stay awesome, and keep on rocking, guys.